Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the 7th Parak HaMaseches Gittin, Mishnah Tes, as well as the first Mishnah of the 8th Parak HaMaseches Gittin. Im lo basim mikan HaShem Yisrael Chodesh, kisvu tzimu get lishtiv. The guy says, if I don't come back within 12 months, write again and give it to my wife. Kosvu get betok Shem Yisrael Chodesh, they wrote to get within 12 months, v'nasu lach HaShem Yisrael Chodesh, but they only delivered it after 12 months. Eino get. They didn't fulfill what he instructed them to do, and therefore it's not a valid get. Kisvu tzimu get lishtiv, im lo basim mikan HaShem Yisrael Chodesh. If he says, write a get to my wife if I don't come back within the next 12 months, kasvu b'tok Shem Yisrael Chodesh, and they wrote the get during the 12 months of Asunach Shem Yisrael Chodesh, and they delivered it after the 12 months, then ain't no get, it's not a get, because he wanted the get only to be written after the 12 months are up. Rabbi Yossi Omer, because I get, Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's fine, what does he care when it's written, as long as it's delivered after 12 months, and therefore it is a fulfillment of his instructions. Kasvu l'achar Shem Yisrael Chodesh, v'nasu l'achar Shem Yisrael Chodesh. If the shluchim wrote the get after 12 months and also gave it to her after 12 months, v'meis, and then the husband died, so ima get katam l'misa, if the get was delivered to her before he died, there is a get, then perfectly fine, then it's a get. V'misa katam l get, but if he died before the get was actually delivered, ain't no get, then it's not a good get, no chiddush over there. V'mein yadua, but if we don't know which one came first, zohi sha'amru m'gresh'as ein m'gresh'as, that's where we have all the halachos of a suffek get. Now we move on to Perek Ches, Perek Hazorik, Mishnah Aleph. Hazorik et Lishtov, someone throws a get to his wife. Vihi betoch beisa o betoch chatzera. She's standing in her house or in her chatzer, and the get lands in the house or in the chatzer. Harezo Mugresh, so she is divorced because her house and her chatzer is considered biyada. That's enough for hand for it to be a valid get. Zrakola betoch beisa o betoch chatzera. If he throws it to her while she's in his house or in his chatzer, even if the get is in the same bed that she's sleeping on or sitting on, not sleeping but sitting on, ain't a mugreshes, then the get is not valid because it's a place that doesn't belong to her, it belongs to him. But if it lands in her lap or it lands on the basket that she wears on her head, wherever she has a basket, hareza mugreshes, then she is mugreshes, because that's, even though it's in his house, but it's her item that the get landed on that's in his house, and the kelev shalokeach is kona even bereshus mocher, so to speak. That's how the Gemara formulates it. Okay, so let's review what we learned today. In the very last Mishnah of the 7th parak, we had said that if a guy says, if I don't come back within 12 months, I want you to write and give a get to my wife, but they wrote the get within the 12 months, and they gave it to her after the 12 months, then it's not a valid get. If he says, write and give a get to my wife if I don't come back within 12 months, and they wrote the get within the 12 months, and they delivered the get after 12 months, then it's machlokas, and it's eino get. According to the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yossi says, nah, that's fine, as long as they only gave it after the 12 months. If he said, write the get after 12 months, and give it to her after 12 months, and then he dies, so obviously, if the get was delivered before he died, then it's a get. If it was not delivered before he died, it's not a get. If we don't know whether it was delivered before he died or not, then it's a suffolk get. And then in Mishnah Ches we said that someone who throws a get to his wife in her house or in her chatzar, and it lands in the house or in the chatzar, that is good enough. That is considered to be v'nasan biyada. It doesn't say biyada yitnenu, so v'nasan means mikol makom. It could be her chatzar, her gag, her karpef, whatever. That's perfectly fine. But if he throws it into his own house where she happens to be standing, or his own chatzar, even if she's lying on a bed and it lands on the bed that she's lying on, it is not a valid get. But if he throws it into her lap or into her basket, so that's her kli, and therefore she would be megureshes, even though it's in his house. Because what the makom that her basket and her lap are is considered to belong to her. Because as the Bartanur explains, she'ein adam makbid lo al makom chika velo al makom kalta, that a guy would not be makbid about the makom that her lap or her basket takes up. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Parakhas Mishnah Beis.